transportation level as far as management in an office. I mean, they're telling us to cut our management.
Transportation?
In everything.
Everything.
In everything.
That's why they keep shorting us money.
That's why we have an $8 million deficit from the state in the last 2 years.
Right.
Because, you know,
because they're cutting their management.
They're not cutting their management. They're cutting our management.
And why do you think that is?
Because they want us to.
Because they take your taxes really automatically out of your pocket.
Right, exactly.
But they don't fund us.
Right. And, you know,
So what do you want?
Go back. I will make that motion.
I would say.
That we have.
Wait, it is. They did say it is.
We are having, then if anything, we are having more coverage.
They have made the motion.
The motion is, the motion would be then to cut the head drive, bus driver to 10 months, 0.5, and the transportation secretary the same, 0.5. And we have one manager in the office in the summertime. That is a concession on my point of view. That is my motion. If anybody cares to second it, that would be appreciated, but I understand.
Let me read the motion. The motion is to cut the head bus driver position to a 0.5 10-month position and to do the same with the transportation secretary to a 0.5 10-month position. Is that the motion?
That is my motion.
Thank you. 2.5 and 10 months.
So there's a motion on the floor.
I have a motion. I need a second.
I'll second, so we can discuss it.
Bob seconds and more discussion.
If we do the 0.5 to 0.5, 10 months, the supervisor, the manager, would not be able to take vacation during the school year. So who would cover in the summer? It would be my question. Because obviously that's where he's going to have to take the vacation.
I would think that would be the transportation office.
Working out.
Okay. Sure.
No problem. That's the only question.
Which is, Bob, you had a discussion? Okay. Any other discussion? No other discussion?
Well, you have a motion. Nothing you have to second.
Second
to vote.
Right. Seconded by Bob. We'll have a roll call vote. Starting on my right, Bill.
I vote no.
I vote no.
I vote yes. Carl.
I would vote yes.
I will vote yes.
Then I know you know.
You know I know.
I know you know you have to vote.
Yes, I do. No.
Children are on this bus.
I would vote yes.
No.
Yes.
Motion passes. 5 yeses, 4 no.
Okay. We can work out the numbers. What is our, Lisa, what did we use for fund balance this year? I can't find it.
I think you guys have made a great mistake. I just need to put that out there. I think you've made a great mistake.
For 12-13, what did we use in fund balance to start off with?
$2.2 million in applied balance and $224,882 out of applied reserves. So $2,424,882.
And where are we now then? So we need a motion to approve that 27 million, I lost it.
793,936.
So we need a motion to approve that, which is a Board of Ed item one, I believe. Is that correct?
Well, first there's...
Board of Ed item F.
Do not need that to be item 10F, with the number put in.
Correct.
Recommendation, I'll make that motion.
I have 27, okay, gotcha.
So you made the motion? Yes, to approve item 10F with the number of 27,793,936.
Okay. I have a motion, thank you.
Second?
I have a second.
You do?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
With that last item, I oppose this budget.
I oppose the budget.
I oppose.
Oh, wait a minute. We need to do a roll call on the budget, please.
Yes, please.
Bill?
Let me get set up, wait, please.
The budget.
I'm opposed.
I'm for it. Four.
I definitely oppose. There was a lot of other cuts we could have made instead of losing programming teachers.
I oppose.
Okay.
Billy was a yes. Billy, you were a yes.
No.
Okay, I have Mr. Alfell, no. Mrs. Kosminski, no. Mr. Kerner Fox, yes. Mr. Kors, yes. Mr. Criswell, yes. Mr. Hunt, no. Mrs. Clappin, yes. And Mr. Plank, no. Mrs. Phillips, yes. It passes 5-4.
Okay, thank you. So if there's nothing else from the board, we have public participation. Show of hands. Thanks, Bill. We'll start in the back. Patty, you had your hand up for quite a while.
Against the wall with this budget process. It had been over a year, closer to 2 years, since the governor of this state has proposed these cuts. We as a school board have been dealing with millions of dollars of cuts to us in order to bring to the school district for funding, to support everything that we have always had. I don't know how else to do that. I mean, we can declare bankruptcy, or we can ask the taxpayer to increase their taxes by 25% over last year's tax bill. That are our options. We are put in a very hard and difficult spot. Everybody that this is affected has in some way been compensated, been paid, and when you're talking about jobs and jobs cut, we do this as a volunteer basis. It is stressful, it is hurtful, but we do it. And that is the position we've been put in place. We are trying to look out for our district from a taxpayer base as well as our children. We can declare bankruptcy in 2 years and let the state run our school district. And that is an option that may come down the line. If you would like us to do that, and I'm sure you would not, this is what we're up against. This is what we've been fighting. This is what we've been handling for over 2 years. It's not going to go away. The only way that we can get it fixed is, as the governor is trying to do, is clamp down hard on the education system so that there are changes made so it doesn't break the finances of the state. We have.
And I understand you're working on the procedures. I understand that problem. Believe me, I'm in the same position you are. It's a volunteer job. You're not getting paid for it. I understand that. But you have to look around you. I mean, look at, you're all sitting up there without computers. My God, really?
Yeah,
Apple's gonna be the best computer on the market?
We didn't ask for that. That was brought to us as a savings for the district in the amount of paper that we have to look at.
When we first started using these, I would preface every meeting. They're the district's computers. They're here in the computer lab. They bring them out for us for our board meetings. We used to get a board packet that was that thick during the years prior. Now we save probably, $100 a meeting because we're not getting all that paper. Everything's online now. So the computer comes out, we open it up, we log on, and we can see our board packet on the computer. It saves a lot of money. That's why we did it. So next year, Mr. Kors put it very eloquently, next year we're $2.5 million short from the state. We didn't do anything wrong. If you've been to the meetings, you've heard me say that before. Carol Durham didn't do anything wrong. The state's shorting us the money. That's it. That's all it is. It's simple as that. Is the state shorting the town of Carol money? Is the state shorting the town of Durham money? No. It's coming. That's just taxpayers' money. Unfortunately, this district runs on state aid. Their state aid is being taken away from us year by year. 13-14 is a bad year. 14-15 is a worse year. So that's why we're going to close Durham in 13-14 to save $500,000. We'll still be $2 million short next year. Where that $2 million is going to come from? We're going to be sharing services, a lot of services, with other districts. We share services now with Greenville. So we get Greenville tax money in this district from Greenville, from the Greenville taxpayers. Comes here to the town of Cairo because it helps the town of Cairo. We also get money from Wyndham because we are sharing services with Wyndham. In the future, we'll be sharing services with every district in this county. We're the first county to do it in the state. It's very progressive, and it works. And that's why we will do it. It is an easy savings that does not affect the students. That's what we're looking for, the savings that do not affect the students.
I will say in a 5 to 10 year plan, unless there's something different come from the state, I believe in purely speculation that we are going to have one county school. One county school, one school board for the entire county. Now, if I'm wrong, and I hope I am, that's going to put a lot of us at a further arm's distance away from you, the people that are caring about your own school district, because it's not going to exist as you've ever seen it before. What choice do we have?
Yes, sir.
My concern is that a 5-4 vote, what it's going to look like to the public.
that we're only at 3.8% right now. We hear people's sentiment in this room, and people not wanting to even see that last bit pass, and yet it did. I'm just afraid that we'll get a number of protest votes that will vote down this budget, and then we'll have to be making further cuts. I'd rather see the board stay in session a little longer, work out that last issue, and go forward with a greater majority so before it ends up in the paper saying that we're dysfunctional, and then the community in protest votes no.
That's a good point. Yes, ma'am.
I'm frustrated with the vote as well. We have obvious dissension here, and we have people that voted no and opposed it because we could have made cuts in other places. Yet, when the motion was put on the floor, no one spoke up and said, let's not do that, let's do this. No one wanted to cut sports. They didn't even want to trim it a little bit. Where was that? Why didn't we put the brakes on? I don't agree entirely with the motion that was made. I think some facts were tainted a little bit, but the safety concern does bother me. But the fact that we cannot put something else out and then throw it out and make five people look like they're got an agenda here makes me think the other four have an agenda here.
First of all, I don't have an agenda. I've been on this board for 3 years. I wanted to make some serious cuts because I could see what was happening in 11, 12, and 13, and 14 3 years ago. I wanted to close Durham. I got people turning around. What are you crazy? What are you crazy? You can't close an elementary. They're closing them all over. My kids went there. I loved Durham. But we did. We started it, and then it got pushed 1 year, got pushed again, and then this year when there was a little pressure. Oh, we'll do it next year because we're going to make the cuts anyways. Let's get the kids used to it. Don't ever say to me that I couldn't see the future and I made this look like a 5-4. That's totally wrong. That is totally wrong. I've been one of the people that's talked among everybody here as a board and alone outside in the parking lot or wherever I see him. I consistently was talking about closing Durham years ago, 3 years ago. So you just threw it out there that
close it. Where are the numbers?
Every time we tried to say bring it up, it was squashed because they didn't want to take it seriously. Except the one study, they got the one study, and we can't go by the study. That's off the books. Then last year I brought it up. I was shrugged from the board. Couldn't even talk about it. Said, "Oh, we did discuss that. It's not on the agenda." When it was in budget discussions. Look at the minutes, and you'll see. Huh? I know, but that's, I mean, I just don't like somebody thinking that I just caused making it look like a four-headed agenda. I was going to vote no automatically because I felt in my heart that we're cutting positions, we're cutting programs, we're cutting reading classes to the elementary. We are cutting three teachers in Carroll Elementary to raise that grade level to 6 at the most crucial levels where they should be lower numbers. All to six, huh?
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not.
Well,
okay, we're not.
There
all
was
right.
There was position put back.
Three?
One of two, because the third didn't happen. Okay.
But I'm just still, but we cut reading programs, we cut everything. And I'd rather see those stay involved in the school and then make the hard decision. There's a lot of elementaries that have been closed around the state. That's what the state is trying to make us to do, to cut administration down, cut the schools down, cut across the board. So that's why I'm not mad, I just didn't want to be...
We're all emotional. We're
yes, I just didn't want anybody to think because it's my... I'm not coming back next year, and I don't want anybody to think that I
personally get it. And the statement was made, you could have not cut teachers, you could have cut that. I don't want to cut positions, I don't want to cut programs, you've got great programs here. Mm-hmm. But something has to give. If everybody gives a little bit, then we don't lose everything. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. But there's some areas that still we didn't take.
Correct.
Our teachers' unions gave back. Our administrators gave back this year.
I understand.
We used $2 million worth of fund balance.
And we have no more left.
Sue.
The only one I spoke to about the bus driver position tonight was Carl. No one else on this board knew how I was going to vote on that, except for the fact that I have been adamant about it from day one.
You have stuck to your guns, and I commend you for that. You've been solid on how you felt about that. I don't apologize for that.
Yes, sir.
This is be my swan song also. I know you have a hard job. I'm extremely frustrated that here over some of the actions, but it's everybody's seen. My biggest concern is the community, and it's these kids in safety. Can you say you're for that? I see what you do to some of the businesses in the community. They're tax-based. These people have families. They have kids that go to this school district. They volunteer. I understand it's financial. The bus situation, the safety. That's dear to my heart. My child three times this year got on the wrong bus. Nothing ever came up. You know why? Because it's properly communicated between our teacher, between the bus drivers and communication. I didn't have to worry about my kid getting off the wrong spot or being stranded. On the bus a little longer. Big deal. I knew she was safe. This really breaks me down when it comes to this bus issue. This is a big safety issue. You shrug it off. Like, cut somebody half. You get what you pay for in life. When it comes to money, there are certain situations. You give a guy half money, you think he does the same job. You own a business. I own a business on top of other jobs I do. My wife does. You get what you pay for. Remember that. You hire someone and give them less than minimum wage. You don't think they're going to steal them from your store? You give a guy half pay. You think he's going to bust his butt and get up at 3 in the morning and go check our road? You think he's going to stay till 6 o'clock to make sure my daughter doesn't get off the bus and stays on that bus? I'm going to tell you one thing. I appreciate what some of you don't. Others I don't. And I will make it my swan song for the next couple months to make sure that everybody else is aware of this. I'm disgusted with what you did. Trust me, I will get it out. You saw tonight 359 people. There was only 900 something that voted. 300 and something people stuck behind them. Almost 400. That's almost half the vote. And that's within 48 hours. I know you can cut. I know you got a hard job. Like that intelligent gentleman said earlier, he's highly intelligent. I wish you were on the board. It's about numbers. You don't show us how much your utilities cost. Can you save by cutting a couple of lights here and there? It's minuscule, but it adds up. Can you save the air conditioning? Last time I was here, the air conditioning was on. It's little stuff. Yeah, it sounds petty. But if these numbers and figures are presented to us, utilities, fuel, can you save by cutting a run, doing stuff? There's so many things that you didn't present to us. Maybe you did it behind back doors. But you didn't present those numbers and those things to us. All you presented to us were cuts. Teachers, buses, the bus driver, the safety issues. You can sit here and twist your neck and not look at me and belittle me like you've done to some of these other people. Cox. It's so blatantly obvious. And yes, I am making it personal. I'm done.
Which?
I'm done.
I can address your utility issues. For those people who come to our meetings, what was it, 2 years ago, we got a grant to hire a company to come down. And how much we saved on that, Lisa? Utility consortium?
Energy.
Energy.
Kevin's back there.
A lot.
I'm looking for Kevin. Do you remember?
I don't have the figures.
A substantial amount of money has been saved.
But show us those numbers. That's what we're asking for. Show them. Say the word substantial. You throw out the figures. Ladies and gentlemen, said, show us numbers.
Dr. Sharkey, if the board would like that addressed at the next board meeting, we'd be happy to bring the information. We'd be happy to bring the energy educator back. So that's not a problem.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'd like to give some facts and maybe prove me wrong. The stuff with buses. For your information, I like to go to one of the meetings when you go to that you were having in Greenville, because I had somebody check out. This week, 2/3 of our bus drivers are going to drive in buses. Every match, our bus drivers also. So tomorrow morning at 6:30 in the morning, they don't have buses actually. So if our one guy that you get, is he trained for buses? Is he going to borrow a bus? If it's January and it doesn't start, you don't tell a bus inspector, well, I'm going out to start a bus and coming back. They have one lift. Greenville has a lot of older buses with 100,000, over 100,000 miles on. They have a lot of repairs. What's going to go? I talked to some people about 6 months ago. The one bus driver, or the one mechanic, was afraid that they were going to lay off a mechanic bus driver. Now all of a sudden, that Swim for Life thing came in. We're going to hire one. We're going to do this. And some of the facts and figures about driving the buses up there, what if diesel fuel goes at $5 a gallon? What if all this? An example, yesterday we serviced the bus. You pull in, I pull in. Say, can you pick me up and get my bus? Bus driver gets the bus, pulls out of the parking lot, drives up the road, goes left at the fork, instead of right at the fork, pulls in our driveway, drops the bus driver off, pre-checks the bus, they follow each other in high school. So now we're going to drive to Greenville, and we're going to do this. So two buses are going to come back, and then it'll be like, well, take a spare bus. Well, I can't because my run sheet and stuff is in there and stuff in Greenville. So that's just one thing right there. But it's just about the garage. They have no capability. If you have this, I don't know if you guys know this. I mean, I don't know how many guys are bus drivers, fixed buses, drive buses, been around buses, got flashlight buses, whatever. If you have a 75% pass rate, you're supposed to have a mechanic for 20 buses. So you're going to hire one mechanic and then borrow on it, but we're not going to charge for it. But we might use it, and we might barter for something else. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to work. It's factual. Unadulterated, factual stuff. And it just, it goes on and on with this. If the stuff goes up, if it goes down, they borrow stuff from us. I asked Dr. Sharkey, they had vandalism 1 year. We had tires. When we used to have like, the same kind of bus and stuff. Can they borrow tires? Yes. They had a problem with their fuel tank. All their buses broke up. They come down and borrow my stuff, brought it back. We had a problem with stops. And you talk about interdepartmental stuff. Well, this is how stuff works. I give them a really good sign that came off of the Thomas body. Brand new. Because we had electric signs. They're junk. Our new buses have arrows. So they still have them. So we let them, with permission from you, on, you know, some private meetings that I'm selling parts on the side and some other stuff that I do, you know. They borrow the sign. So my father goes, you can write that sign back. So we call them 3 weeks. They come in with like a, almost a stop sign. They kind of look like one. You know, the extras in front of it all and stuff like that. But with the cracking, this is what goes on with this stuff. I know what kind of oil they use. Now are we going to have, you take a bus with 60,000 miles on it, it's been running on whole milk car. Now all of a sudden you give it a skid milk, we got field gas. And that's what's going to happen. Are you using our oil? Are you doing this oil? This, just like that, you want to save money? Like a 15-minute conversation with another insurance company, you can save 15%. I made a 1-minute phone call, and a guy I buy some oil from another, you can save almost $50 a barrel of oil if you call somebody else. So in 12 to 15 things of oil, you got a free, you got 8 oil changes for free. This is the kind of stuff. Back to the snowplow. We buy a $5,000 snowplow, and it plays duckline down in the Perry Yard. Why don't we sell it like the state? Why would you buy something like that? When handles do it, they do a fine job, they bid on it, you call them, they're there quicker than snowflakes. When they did the driveway out here, sealing the driveway, the hill, I don't know if it was beyond me, they called them 15 minutes, they're out there when the vandal lines were coming up, standing, so we're not having, what, 20-some accidents out there or something. I mean, you talk about saving money, somebody really should ask stuff about it. It's like ridiculous. Ask people that have been here for a long time, have a successful business. How do you do stuff? How do you stay in business? How do you keep people happy? Now, I want to tell you something, and it's pretty sick, about Carroll Central School saving money. I don't know who ever stood here and held a dead kid in their arms. I've done 113 people. You, maybe you have your EMT and stuff. On a freehold class one day, courtesy of, let me see, let's save some big money. We got an ex-employee from a certain school, not ours, and what they did is they pulled kids around cheaper than, like, we got our four-wheel drive Suburban and stuff. They're going up to freehold flats with ball tires because nobody was able to check it, and the team went, and the kid came out of it, and the truck rolled over on top of it, and we jacked the car off of it because they pulled care of the jaws, Greenville with the jaws, and that's the trophy. That's economy. I don't wish it with anybody's kid here. That's how you save money. Tell the people, it's like, oh, it's only one kid, or is this? Right after that, we had a problem. There were handicapped kids. They're standing there like, something's the matter with that kid. It's the kid's handicapped. I mean, you know, he's not talking. Just watching. You can kind of help handicap up. So we had a big thing. Caraburb initiated that. We had stuff. We had some bus drills, all this other stuff. There's packets in the bus. Not to say that you're an idiot, this one, that one. You're allergic to peanuts. Yeah, this is what you do. And then on through our, we try to get better with stuff. Dr. Sharpie, I go in there. You know, everybody's having bus accidents. I had the capability of getting school buses. So I invited a whole bunch of schools, a whole bunch of fire departments, a whole bunch of rescue squads. But, it was in certain areas, so he doesn't want to come to it. She's like, that is a great idea. I flipped it over, a whole bunch of fire companies caught it up. We put a kid, I had one of our brand new buses there. They discovered you can't get backward down through the, you can't get backward down through the aisle of the bus. All this other stuff. This is what you learn. There's a lady that we throw piss on her, plain English, because she does a good job, does all this stuff, and this is how you keep a community together. So I hope that really, your economic thing, because there's people in that line back there, I've been to certain places, and their prices just keep going up and up and up and up, but nobody else can. A quality of teacher, I got two kids here that probably never graduate, and I'll come up here talking. But that's the way it is. I got twins. They were in Carroll School. And there was one teacher. I swore it was like, this is a little weird, but she was bad. My kids learned all kinds of stuff. Then they came up here, and they're still good. And I don't care if they get $4. Maybe we go to Singapore, get a busload of them or something for $5 a day, eat a piece or something. The economy is tough. It's like a joke. Maybe we can save a dollar. If you guys wanted to do something, we should get public input. Even the dumbest person in the world would come up with something smart. A lazy person comes up with something smarter because you're too lazy to do it the right way. But it's quicker, it's easier, it's cheaper. But as a school board, if you guys hope you got your Green County school board and all this other stuff, which just makes another thing for another person to be in charge of something. Who gets money, who gets, what do you call it? Am I boring you or not? But the thing is, you guys should go to the state, get your legislators, and say, listen, the reason Cuomo's coming down and stuff, because it's like this. It's a bunch of crap, pardon my language. It's because they see so much wasteful stuff. Like we had a cafeteria. You get cheese, you get this. This is all, oh God, it cost me $1,500 to do something. The kids were good. Now you get stuff you can't even eat nothing. And it's not just hard. It's not our school. They are cheap thing. You eat out of the dumpster. It's a joke. But you guys, if you want to do something, you should get some public input, not the private, through this one, through this one, all this other stuff. Have the meeting before the meeting, and the meeting after the meeting, all this other stuff. And it's like, right? Shoulder and shake your head. This whole thing.
Dave.
And call the state. Call the state and say, listen, if you're not going to give us money, we're not going to do this. Put stuff out for bid. Put the hamburgers out for bid for a local guy and all this other stuff. And you see a lot better participation. People wouldn't be up here yelling at you and all this other stuff. That's fine. And I'm fine. Okay? Thank you.
Dave, if we could discuss your transportation budget, would you at some point maybe arrange a meeting with the school board? And we could work on this more?
We cannot.
That's
against New York State.
Kind of like
a
well, like you said, maybe it's time to tell the state where to go.
Has anybody in that board ever done any of this stuff before? We need to jump some numbers, do this, do that, make it look good. But can you get a bus, figure out how to fix the bus, can you throw down stock, whatever. But now, I guess not, we'll have the secondary call the ambulance, they call George Jetson, and you can fly around.
Yes, ma'am.
their bays are always full. So what happens when we have a bus that needs to be fixed?
I just don't lie under it.
Of course, they're going to take care of their own first, that's logical. I'm just curious if you know for a fact what the situation is. It's easy to say, let's just send the buses there, but the reality might not be.
Maybe it's safe.
So I give these a bomb. You have tires for 29 school buses?
We
you have 100 tires?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. We have tires on hand for every kind of bus that you guys have. So the large buses, the small buses, the suburbs. No, I don't have replacement tires for every single bus.
Yeah,
you
have to say, this is your budget on that.
Get that information to the district clerk and she will make sure the board gets it. She can scan it into the computer and we can get it on our computer.
You want what information?
The information that you have right there.
Is that something you want to bring
us?
No, you said you want us to have the facts and the information.
Oh, yeah, well, so we have on hand. You guys should actually know, but it's higher than you made for us.
Jenny,
listen, he's saying, give us the facts on what you do and what you do for our buses and things like that, and the board will get that. And you can...
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Right. No, as like you said before, when a bus stops, you drop them off to drive them up there. That's what they want. They want all the information so that they can make it better. You know, they have the facts, like you said. Let the board know what you guys do. Seriously.
We had some hands up here first, sir.
The only thing I will say is it's kind of questionable to change how you're doing your transportation office and change where your buses are going, because it seems like that's something that you're going to have to like get used to and figure out and demand and decide how it's going to work. So maybe one and not the other. That's just a suggestion. And the only other thing that I would say, I know you've got, it's quite a decision to make, but I know that one thing that I was told by a bus driver was when they get in the bus and it's been taken care of by Rogers, it is they know they're getting an extremely safe bus. So, I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, they know they're set.
We had some hands up here for a while. We'll start at the bottom and work up. Yes, ma'am.
You might have mentioned this, but I might not have caught it. What was the difference between the 40,000 on Monday with the transportation change to go to Greenbelt, and now all of a sudden it went to 70 tonight?
It actually is 70.
but we're going to take 40 of it this year and 30 of it next year.
Oh, okay, thank you. I didn't catch
that. Because next year's going to be worse.
Next year's worse.
Okay, thank you.
Next year, we're a larger budget shortfall.
I need to ask, if the budget got closed without moving the budget to the grain bill?
Budget gap is closed by using unencumbered fund balance at this point in time. After some, we would like to put that fund balance back because we need it next year.
Okay. I would like you really to take a closer look at that. After hearing that Greenville promised their parents that they would work on their buses first, I think we have 1,400 reasons here to consider sticking with 60 years of proven safety. Taking just another year to look at it while we have the option and listen to them and make sure that Greenville is going to treat us fairly, as we do with our PPS director.
Thank you. In the back here, you have your hand up. We'll come down.
My question is, I wasn't sure, there's a lot of talking and whatnot. I wasn't sure, and I just want to make sure. Was the vote to go 0.5 for both the supervisor and the head bus driver and add a secretary?
No.
So there is no secretary?
There is a 0.5 secretary, a full-time supervisor, and a 0.5 head bus driver.
So there's more people in the office than there was before we started this meeting tonight.
So there's more people in the office.
Yes, ma'am. They answer phones when there's problems.
Okay, but I'm just asking. But is there somebody to be able to grab, like, I thought it was, I'm just asking. Is there, a need for the secretary compared to, a bus driver? Like, somebody that can actually drive the bus? Or, I don't know. I'm just asking. Can the bus driver do what the secretary was doing? Like, so that there would be the head bus driver and the custodial staff. So I'm just asking because, with the woman over there was talking about the kid being injured and, rather driving the bus up. So I was just wondering, is there going to be somebody there to drive the bus up?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, ma'am, in the back. You did have your hand up.
I just want to talk because I'm sure everybody's very emotional here, but I'm going to be totally honest with you in saying that this is fully making me sick because I am extremely scared for my kids and scared for all the kids here because I have a student starting kindergarten and a student starting second grade, and I want them to succeed as much as all the other kids want to see here. And the first response my husband came home with was, let's just pack up the move. But everybody knows, let's face it, the economy is so bad, I probably have no luck packing up and moving. And I guess maybe as a suggestion in the future, I don't know if you can do this through Green County boards or not, but I will admit, I work for another school district, and they didn't go through half as much turmoil as you guys are going through. And maybe I can collaborate and think about ideas, but I just, for me, I wanted to get off my chest that I am very nervous. And I'm going to be totally honest and say, I'm very nervous that this budget's not going to pass. And I know that if this budget does not pass, it's going to be even worse. So, I will do my best to try and convince people to vote for it, but I'm going to tell you from my heart, I'm very nervous that it's not going to pass. Just make myself feel better.
Just to clarify, the safety of the students will not be compromised.
I'm not even worried about the safety of the students. I'm worried about my students' education. What's happening? I do care about my kids' safety. Don't get me wrong, but their education is extremely important to me, too. And there's even been talks that if I could homeschool my kids, I would. But unfortunately, I have to work. And hopefully, I have a job myself. But, you never know. Next year, I might not have a job, along with many other people. So, I'm sorry. I just wanted to air that out there.
Thank you.
President.
Yes, ma'am.
I think when we look at moving the maintenance
sit here and I think that it's, you're telling us tonight it's $70,000 overall between this year and next year if we went with this, a lawsuit would cost us district-wide a whole lot more if a safety issue came about from a bus stop. So I think we really should weigh the odds and look into the future. None of us want something like that to happen, but there is a possibility of that happening. For $70,000, I weigh those odds, and I really don't feel it's worth it. We should go back and look at other companies.
Okay, and again, you know, look into the future. In 5 years, how much more are we going to be cut? Not even next year, 5 years. How much more are we going to be cut? That is the situation with this board, regardless of who's on it.